Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Tender Loving Care with your host, myself, Pauline, and in absentia, my darling Kate. Every week, Kate and I break down a show from the TLC network. The name of the network that I believe for the longest time was an acronym for Tender Loving Care. And when I found out that it actually stood for the Learning Channel, and I saw the types of shows that are on that channel, my deep confusion bred this podcast. Each week, Kate and I will randomly select a show to cover for the next episode by spinning our beautiful Wheel of Shame, which has all the shows that have ever been on TLC and a lot that are currently on Discovery Plus, and we will be studying these shows to find out if anybody is really learning anything from the Learning Channel. Hi guys, hello, 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 hello. I hope everyone is feeling just fine and dandy today. We have a doozy of a show. It was a very short show, so this show itself may be a little bit short in itself, but we have a lot of content this week. Yesterday I released coverage of 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, and I'll tell you, I am thoroughly enjoying this season. Shockingly, it hasn't got boring yet, and that's mostly due to Nicole and Mahmoud. That's some coupling. And then today, what else did I release? I also released an episode today that is covering Vanderpump Rules. We're going to be released. Then you've got this one, which is covering our show Buying Naked on Discovery Plus. And tomorrow you will have your show covering The Valley. And on Friday, we will have our Patreon show. So, you know, guys, I always like to do housekeeping at the top of the show. Kate is still moving in the process of all of that stuff. So it is myself, but I've had some fabulous guests on the show. I'm going to be guesting on a couple of podcasts as well, which I will let you know about. If you have not already listened to last week's show with the gorgeous Brandon West from Front Page Pop, in which we discussed The Valley, and he had some good insights. It was a really, really fun episode. And then Patreon this week on Friday, I will be releasing my review of The Garden, Commune or Cult. It's a 6-part miniseries on Discovery Plus. Go and watch it, guys. It really is one that's brilliant. 6 episodes is a lot, so, you know, I've been splitting it up, but I'll tell you, it's bloody interesting. It really is. Go over and take a look. I don't want to say too much, but there is good content on it. So I'm looking forward to discussing that. I have a ton of notes. I'm going to have to kind of shorten my notes a bit for it. But that's out on Friday, and that is only for our Patreon members. And you guys know, I don't want to like ram it down your throat, but it's only $5 a month to join our Patreon. On our Patreon, we have a ton of back episodes. We have all of 90 Day Fiancé UK that we covered a while back, which includes a ton of my impressions. We're doing South African. We're doing different regions of England. So, you know, that's worth $5 alone. It really is, my impersonations. We also deep dive docus of the weird, wild, wonderful, unsolved murders, true crimes, missing people, imposters, con men, woo, hauntings, poltergeists. We've got it all. So go and check that out. $5 a month. The link is in the show notes. All right, let's get on to the show. So this was one that was on the Wheel of Shame that I was looking forward to for a while. And it was kind of, yeah, it was what I expected. Let me give you a little synopsis. Real estate agent Jackie Youngblood never has to worry about her clients being too shy about themselves, at least physically. Youngblood works in Pasco County, Florida, which has the strongest concentration of nudist communities in the nation. Buying Naked follows Jackie and her team as they help uncover dream homes for their in-the-buff customers. Typically, that entails going beyond usual factors like location, layout, and budget, and keeps in mind routine tasks such as cooking, cleaning, and even strolling into a new home, all of which can present safety risks for the unclothed. Yeah, kinda. So this show, Buying Naked, it was one and done. There was one season and it was over, and it was the glory years of reality TV 2014. So we got an early show, which we like, we enjoy. And as you say, it's in Florida. It's a community near Tampa. And basically you start with this woman, Jackie Youngblood, and I've researched her. She's still kicking. She's still going around. She's still the real estate agent that she's in this show. And it's, I don't know, the premise of this show is what I just described. And I mean, it's evidently done, it did very well to be able to get to air. But hang on, as those words come out of my mouth, I was like, Discovery Plus greenlights everything. Why am I saying they did well? It made it to air. But yeah, it's, we started with Jackie Youngblood. She's a character very kind of, as you would imagine, she's probably in maybe 60s, early 60s, blonde hair, Floridian, big character. And she says, I work in a nudist community. And by the way, you do not say nudist. There's some things I learned on this, right? We are learning from the Learning Channel shows. You do not say nudist colony. You say nudist community. That's one thing. And she said the nudist real estate is booming. So it's so interesting. I have watched a documentary about these, and they're usually always in Florida, these communities that are either out in the middle of nowhere or really tucked away near a big city. And it's all like, it's all self kind of sufficient. So you see these big, big gates, and behind it is full on nudist community. So you go through those gates and there are people jogging naked, which to me sounds so uncomfortable. This guy fixing your car, he's putting oil in his car, naked. You see people watering their lawn, people bike riding, naked. Exercising naked, mowing their lawn naked, just as far as the eye can see. All nudists. And it's wild because it's literally off a street and it's all contained within these gates. And as soon as they leave those gates, they have clothes on. But in there, it's all people that are kind of, I was really fascinated with it. It was all just like-minded people that are a minority, you know? I mean, I don't think I've ever met a nudist, actually. No, I don't think so. Let me know if you guys have ever known a nudist, but It's a very specific type of person, young and old. The ones that they were showing us on this all had fantastic bodies, by the way. But it must be so interesting to say you have a regular office job. You go to the office and, you know, you're in a suit, you're in a tie, you're in work gear. And then you tell them, well, I live in so-and-so. It's a nudist community. I'm nude all the time from the second I get home. And all around the community, they have tennis court, all of this stuff naked. I just feel uncomfortable. The boobs are going everywhere, you know, the penises, you know, and yes, I do say penis. The penis, People think I'm serious when I say penis, but I just like to call it a penis. I think it's a little mix in the name, you know? But I mean, everything's going everywhere, and I don't understand the comfort level, I would say. Anyway, Jackie interviews us. It's like, the show is very short. It's clip, 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 and kind of done. And I basically just watched the first episode. And the whole thing is Jackie telling us about the nudist community. She's a nudist herself, apparently. We do not see her in the buff. We just see her clothed the entire time in these very, like, real, typical real estate Florida kind of suit jacket things, whatever. And the whole premise of this episode is that she is getting together bankers, mortgage companies with members of the nudist community because she says there are very limited properties. The market is booming for nudists. And so she's bringing in bankers and mortgage companies to meet with potential buyers. So they're setting up this mixer. We meet Devin. And what was the other guy's name? Devin and Camden, who were very hard to tell apart. They were both like young, like in their early 20s, real estate guys. Both good looking white guys that you just really couldn't like tell apart. They were like, we're used to it now. We're part of the textile world. That is the term that they use for people that aren't nudists. The textile world, because we wear clothes. Interesting. So they were setting up the mixer and talking about, you know, a lot of scenes about how worried they were about how the textile world was going to interact with the nudists and things like that. Then we go to, and we meet Alex. Alex is a new real estate agent and she is going to be doing her first showing of a house in a nudist community. And Jackie Youngblood, interesting name, Youngblood. Wonder the origin of that, Youngblood. Alex is going to be mentored by Jackie. So we see them meet Amanda and Paulie, who are a couple that are looking to buy a house supposedly for the show. Jackie is showing them the house with Alex, and I will say that, you know, they come in, and by the way, the shots in this show, I can't imagine how long it took to shoot this, because there are scenes where stuff is just blurred out, but then there's also scenes where they're trying to be cheeky and funny, and so they do an angle where there are just like fruits, like melon on a table that just happened to cover Amanda's boobs. You know, it's like it must have taken ages to shoot the show. Anyway, so you see Alex like getting ready, saying, okay, just don't giggle. And Jackie says, the one thing is look them in the eyes. Don't look down, look them in the eyes. Da, 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 da. So Amanda and Paulie come into the house. They're a couple probably in their like late 40s, early 50s. And they're taking them through the house. Certain things that they were pointing.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Out that people in the nudist communities look for is they're going into the kitchen and Paulie says, well, you know, these low countertops are a bit of a worry. Because, and then Jackie says, oh, we can put like bumpers on them, because he was too worried about his penis hitting the corner of the work surface. Okay, I guess. Then they're going around the house. They are going into showing the bathrooms, and they said, oh, the one thing that we don't have here is a bidet. And we need a bidet because we say in England bidet. I know in America you say bidet. Yeah. Because she explains, most nudists all have that in their house because we're nude all the time, so we need to make sure we're clean. Okay, got it. So they discuss that. Then they go upstairs and there's a big, large area. And this is where it's like, oh, come on, production. And Alex is like, okay, so this area could be, I don't know, whatever you guys would choose. What are you interested in? They just so happen to have brought their taekwondo mat, gloves and sweatbands. And then they proceed to throw the mat down and do naked taekwondo in front of Jackie and Alex. Nobody needs to see that. Nobody needs to see that. Then at the end, you know, she's downstairs with them in the living room talking about, all right, so what did you think of the house? You know, how was it? And they're sat down on the sofa and the guy's poorly, his legs are just completely spread open. And in the middle, which you know, someone in set design had brought in, was a rooster, a ceramic rooster that is placed just in between his legs. And that's the shot we're getting of him. I looked at the sofa and immediately I noticed the towel. You see that the nudists carry around a towel with them everywhere because when they sit down, so their arse isn't right on your sofa. So just wanted to say that. So they sat on the towels and then they're discussing, oh, I don't know, we'd like to look at more. And how did you think Alex did? And they're like, Alex was great, blah, 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 blah. You know, it was all obviously very staged. Then we go into the mixer that they're doing. So the two guys are setting everything up. The textile, people from the textile world are coming in. The brokers, I mean, there are elders here. There are women and guys in their 70s and 80s that are mortgage brokers and working for banks that are coming into this. So they're all sipping on champagne and drinks and stuff that they have. And then the nudists start coming in that are forced to wear name tags. So they're getting stuck like on their skin. It's so, and some of the people's faces, there was one guy in this who just was bright red the entire time. He was, I don't think he's even seen himself naked. He was so uncomfortable. It was jarring. And they're like, I don't know what to do. And then Jackie comes and saves the day. She comes in and she goes, you know what, guys, we're all feeling uncomfortable here. The textile world, let's meet the naked world. You know what we're going to do? We're going to play games. We're going to break the ice. Ugh. That's always the worst thing when you hear somebody say, we're going to play games to break the ice. No thanks. That's when I leave. Get up, leave. So the games that she decides to suggest are trust falls. So she gets one of the guys, the tallest guy of the nudists, to fall back into a group of textile people that need to grab him. And he's like, I don't mind where you grab me. I don't know what this was. I'm watching this and I'm like, what am I doing? This is the middle of a day on a Wednesday and this is the show I'm watching. I need to go for a walk. But I got through it. It was very short. Like I said, it was about 20 minutes. So just that. And then she plays the orange game, which is incredibly sexual. So to me, incredibly sexual. I mean, in the way that it's bodies being close to bodies. So the orange, she's like, we're all playing the orange game. The orange is you put it under, you know, under your chin and hold it against your neck and chin. And you have to get really up and close with the next person and they grab it from you. So it looks like they're kissing from behind. These are all people that are mortgage brokers, bankers. They work for real estate agencies. And then the rest of the people are just butt naked. And some of these are elders. They are elders. So we watch all that and then they're like, see, everyone can get along. We're all together. It was wild. And that was the end of the episode. So I know that they did a full series. I think they did maybe 6 or 8 episodes of this. It was never renewed. It was 2014. So I did some looking up. Like I say, Jackie Youngblood, she is still thriving in Florida. She is still selling. She works for Keller Williams under that umbrella. And phone number, I thought about calling her. I thought about calling her and saying, hey, I just watched the show in the middle of the day on Wednesday in Los Angeles. I'm an English girl that runs a podcast about TLC shows. Do you want to be on the party? But I thought against it. She's probably got better things to do. And I looked up the guy, Devin. He is now still a real estate agent and he is working in Tennessee. So I did, they're all still kind of in it. It was an odd show. I mean, the stuff that used to get made, reality shows, man, they took everything. They took any idea anybody had and said, brilliant, let's make it into a TV show. So it wasn't as, I mean, once you've seen one naked ass playing golf and another naked ass, you know, fixing the oil in his car, you've kind of seen it all. I just thought the community, like it being away from, it's like away from society. It's this pocket of society. They're completely closed off and they all live. It's kind of reminds me a little bit of like a Stepford Wives community, right? So if the Stepford Wives, they would all live on one street and they all were the same. And these people all have this particular interest that the majority of the world don't. I found it fascinating, that area I did. I would like to do more. I've definitely seen documentary. It was either, I think it was Louis Theroux or it was someone, a great documentary that went into a nudist colony and lived with them and just their day to day and what it was like and how they discovered why they just wanted to go back to basics. Just utterly, there was something so freeing about, they were walking around this area where they had ponds and nature and you see them and from the behind and they're like walking hand in hand and with barefoot, just walking through a wood and you think on a field and you think, oh, that's actually really beautiful, you know? So yeah. It was interesting, guys. It was interesting. Would I recommend it? I mean, probably not. Out of £600 of learning, what did I learn? I learned a couple of terms. So I would say it could have been a lot more in depth. I didn't want the real estate. I wanted to know about the people. So I would say out of £600 of learning, 175. I'll give it 175 because we always rate these shows to see if we're learning anything from the learning channel. And we rate it on a scale of 1 to 600 after my £600, my £600 life. All right, so that means then we need to pick something for next week. So that means the only way to do that is to go over to our Wheel of Shame. So come on, guys, put on your shoes, take your clothes off, and let's go over to the Wheel of Shame. Okay. Oh, we're at our Wheel of Shame. Guys, we're at our Wheel of Shame. We are here. And look at these glorious shows that are on here. Murders, hauntings, little people. I don't know why that Little People, Big World is still on here because it has about 25 seasons. So there's no way I don't know what to do with that one. But let's get in and hope for some. What do I feel like for next week? I mean, there's so much that's kind of similar on the ID channel. I've been adding to the Wheel of Shame, but so many of them are just, you know, the usual of real estate, rehabbing places, like dating abroad. You know, there's so many things that are just exactly the same. It's hard to get anything new. There are lots of mini docus, which are quite interesting. So maybe we'll lead with that. But let's spin our Wheel of Shame and see what we get. 3, 2, 1, spin. Round and round she goes. where she stops, nobody knows. Boom! Yes, my full album of jingles will be released in time for Christmas. All right, we have landed on... Okay, it's a reenactment one, guys. It's a reenactment, which we love, but it's also macabre, which we love. All right, the show we will be doing for next week is... Mean Girl Murders. Mean Girl Murders. So it's... Let me see. There's two seasons... And each week, oh, it's currently airing, actually. Interesting. It's currently airing, and it is a new episode each week of a case of mean girls that murder, I guess. All right, so I will pick a show that we will be, that from one of these that we will look at next week. But it is currently airing. They just released an episode. Oh, I think, well, they're releasing an episode in the next couple of days. All right, I am going to love you and leave you. You have your assignment for next week, Mean Girls Murders. I will pick the episode and put it up on our Instagram. If you do not already, guys, go and follow us there, Tender Loving Care Podcast. I read and respond to every single DM you send. You can also email me at tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com. Patreon, as I said, to sign up, it's $5 a month. The link is in the show notes right now. Just scroll down, take a look, click, and you're in. You have hundreds of hours of content there that you can catch up on. What else? Merch, that's all in our bio on our Instagram. Go and check it all out. And I will be back with you tomorrow reviewing Bravo's The Valley. Have a beautiful evening, afternoon, morning, night, whatever you're about to do. I hope you feel wonderful, happy, safe, and loved. Bye-bye!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a hacer tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.